merit line in the budget.
Do you have the matrix for us?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and give.
Just in case they. There you go, thanks. Is that what you wanted, Jordan?
Well, I'll wait till everybody has a copy. Okay, so let me just see if I understand this. So I have a job in the town, and based on the study, it determines that I am a grade 4, step 3.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? Now, how do I advance? I'm assuming if I do my job, I'll stay a grade 4, but I'll continue to go up the steps.
Yes.
So how does that happen? Is that automatic, or do...
No, they have evaluations
okay.
once a year, but as I explained at the last meeting, it's everybody doesn't get evaluated January 1st.
Okay, right.
So it might not take effect then.
Okay.
They have different times.
So is it 1 year between each step?
Yes.
So yeah, assuming
I mean,
that...
Well, yes, assuming...
Assuming my, that I do a satisfactory job.
No.
Okay. Maybe
no.
Colin can help me out.
Okay.
No, I'm going to just follow up what Susan said. The selectmen are still developing a plan to implement the merit increases going forward. Susan just said that in her last sentence.
Okay, but are these are merit increases?
Those
They're
are,
not.
Those are merit increases.
So these aren't just time and service increases?
No.
So if I start off at a 4 step 3, I may never go to a step 4?
You may not.
Okay. I could still get a cost of living raise?
Certainly. This is, has nothing to do with cost.
But these steps are all merit?
Merit.
Okay.
On years, on their evaluations at certain points in their careers. It's not necessarily going to be a step increase annually across the board.
Okay. 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 All right. And then each job has a grade. So let's say, I'll pick on Donna because she's right there. Let's say Donna comes in at a grade 7
mm-hmm.
and step 5. If we have to replace Donna, would that person, how would they fit into the, would they still be a grade 7 but maybe a different step?
No, you could start them anywhere on that step. They would be a grade 7, correct.
But depending on their experience and all that. Okay.
They
okay.
start at a lower step,
okay.
presumably, than someone that's been here for
right.
8 years.
Okay, sure. Okay, and then, but everybody gets evaluated every year, once a year, and then that'll determine how they go on the steps.
It could, but it's not going to be, if you have a good evaluation, and it may not be time. The economy may dictate yes. whether we're going to give someone a step increase. Whether they perform to the best of their abilities.
Okay. All right.
You know, if the economy, that's why this, it's not a fixed yearly step increase.
Okay.
Because the economy dictates people's wages also.
Okay. Does anybody else have a question about this or the new?
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Okay, how did we arrive at a cost of living raise of 2.1%?
And that was from a Social Security website, and you've worked at Social Security, so I think we use that to get the 2.1% because we assume that was accurate.
Okay.
Sorry, quick question. Going back to the step thing, so if the cost of living is 2.1, doesn't that kind of automatically kick you up into the next step if you get a cost of living annually?
No.
Because the whole matrix will
yes,
change.
This whole matrix.
So every single number on here will
okay,
go up
by
that 2.1%. So you can stay at a step 3, but
right.
you'll get that 2.1%.
So this is just for 2017. That's what it says at the top. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Number 3 on the cemetery. On the contract, on the contract services line, we budgeted $2,400 for last year, and none of it was used. Why are we budgeting the same amount for this year, and what's the anticipated use?
Okay, my name is Holly Haas. I'm the cemetery trustee chair. I need to explain to you guys why we are budgeting that much money. We have hundreds and hundreds of records that are not in digital format right now that we are working to get digital format right now. We're in the process of getting all that stuff in the database. With that said, we have a lot of hours, a lot of man hours, and it's been almost a full-time job in itself. So not only we're budgeting for the contract services, we do have a software database that we had purchased last year. We have a mapping system that's going to be it's going to go in with the database. So when somebody is looking for so-and-so that's buried in Holbrook, there'll be a map that points right to where they're buried. We have no records of, we have records of burials. There are thousands of people in that cemetery that are buried. We have about 500 records of burial records. So we were handed this big problem that we're trying to fix. It's going to take hundreds and hundreds of man hours. We've been doing it for just as a volunteer basis, but now that's it's above and beyond right now what we can possibly do in a week, in a month. So we're budgeting that so we can contract with somebody who can either work for us, or we can charge, or they can charge us for their services. We also have the database has a maintenance program every year. The mapping has a maintenance program every year, and that's the cost of the mapping hasn't been integrated yet, but the software has. So the software for technical support each year is $585.
Which line is that on? Is that in the, which line are you looking at?
On three? What do you mean? Which question?
No, which cemetery line?
On your budget?
Under the budget, yeah. Oh, under the budget? That's under the 2400.
Oh, that's included services. In the contract services?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So for the contract services, we have the technical support for the software. We're going to have the technical support for the mapping. That's a separate charge. We have CAD that we're working with to get the mapping program. If if we do the mapping program ourselves and have somebody do it for us, that's a cost. If we have the computer people, the software people do it, they charge $150 an hour. So we're having somebody who knows what they're doing do it. But I can't do this, they can't do it for free. Nobody's gonna take these kind of jobs for free.
Okay.
So we have to do that. Then we also realized for this year, we may have some left over, but for this year we underestimated on how much maintenance we have. We had a lot of rain this spring, which, you know, that meant extra long cutting. We had a lot of trees. We had tree issues. We'll always have tree issues. There'll always be maintenance issues, but we may have to incorporate some of that money this year to make up for the wages that we didn't put in. But we also put in more wages in the wage line for next year to make up, so we won't have that problem again this year. Next year.
Okay. So you think some of the $2,400 that's for this year will get used for wages?
It will have to get used for wages. Right now we're below in our wages because we've had unexpected issues.
All right. Okay. Any other questions on the cemetery? Okay. Thanks very much. Okay, next question is for the Conservation Commission. Why has the SE watershed been moved to the budget instead of continuing to be a warrant article?
Okay, in the September 17th, 2016 Board of Selectmen budget meeting, Lamprey River and Southeast Watershed was addressed by Dick Snell. He said that they run on basically on volunteers from the surrounding town, and they've never asked us for any money. He's on that organization. They were asking to add a little money to their budget, and he asked if the board wanted to do it as a warrant article. He didn't know where we wanted to put it in the budget last year. So I asked if he would be agreeable to put it as a warrant article, and Dick Snow said he would. He didn't care one way or the other. So that was done. And it was noted that the total amount of the donation for the organizations would be $300. So Selectman Lollaberty thought it should go on the warrant for 2017, but then should go into the Conservation Commission budget line as a line item for our 2018 budget. And Chairman Chivers at the time noted that that will determine if there's public support. So what we ended up doing is we put it on the as a warrant for last year, and the voters approved to put it into the budget 65% to 35%. And there was no objection in September of this year from our board to honor this agreement, so we put it right into the budget instead of keeping it as a warrant article. We asked what the people thought last year. They voted, okay. And that's what we did.
Okay.
Are we talking about the $200 line?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Just yeah. It was a warrant article last year, and they still haven't, have they taken their money yet? Last month they still haven't even taken the money. So I'm not sure.
Donna Becker, I've actually emailed Susan a couple times to ask her to reach out to them. I just need a request and where to send the money to. So I'm still waiting. Hopefully they'll do it before the end of the year or it's gone.
Yeah, a community member who was involved in that, I'm not sure he's available as much right now, so that might be where the problem is. But, you know, if they don't take it, then we will, you know, it won't get spent somewhere else.
Yeah, it's a warrant article.
Right, so,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions on that one? No? Okay. Parks and Recreation. The park supply and repair line has been increased to $14,000. Will some of that money be used to fix the softball field at the Moore Park?
I'll take that. Scott Kumasar, the answer is yes.
How much of it? Do you have any idea?
Well, we allocated $4,900 to do some paving, $2,500 for the bathroom doors. I talked to Dennis about it. It's not looking like a real big project, probably maybe $1,500 or something like that. It's not a big item, but we did anticipate doing that. We have some other continued maintenance. We're trying to get that place kind of cleaned up over the next couple of years. We really needed it badly.
Okay.
So the money for the softball field is in here?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Any questions? No? Okay. Moving right along. Planning board. Why are we budgeting another $10,000 for the master plan? What exactly do we plan to do with these additional funds?
I can speak to that. Tom Giffen, 79 Jane Drive, chair of the planning board. This is part of an ongoing effort to continue the master plan implementation, and additionally as part of that to update some of the basic planning regulations that we've found to be wanting over the last few years. We've been able to reinvigorate the Zoning Revision and Review Committee, and we have spent some of that money, although certainly nowhere near what we budgeted. And the reason that we haven't spent that line for this year is that we were able to secure grant money, so we only got 25% back, $2,500 out of the $10,000 that we were anticipating spending. We still have the $10,000 project ongoing right now. However, it's not costing us that much because of the fact that we're able to secure a grant. That was one expenditure from that line. The other expenditure from that line for this past year was $1,500 that was spent with Stantec to assist in revising some of our basic planning regulations. And we're still working on that project. Stantec gave us a flat fee. That amount has been spent. There will be no additional billing from Stantec. They're continuing to work with us. So we spent around $4,000 out of the $10,000.
So how are we going to spend $10,000 next year?
Well,
the Zoning Revision and Review Committee, those are volunteers.
Implementing.
I just don't get what's going to cost money. So I understand the process, but I need to understand what exactly is going to cost money.
I'll turn that over to Carlton for further details.
Okay.
Yeah, Carlton Roby. Once again, we've acquired a grant from New Hampshire Housing. Carol Ogilvie is working on that project right now. Our donation to that grant was $2,500, which doesn't show up in the budget yet because she hasn't completed all the tasks, okay? And then StanTech was the other $1,500. That whole package was $12,500 with a $10,000 grant, okay? So as we're going through this process, we may need to do a feasibility study on what this is going to look like. So when we put it to vote in March, that we'll have some information, some good facts about what we're trying to do here, so it doesn't, so everybody knows the same thing. We're going to pay somebody to do some planning. That's what we're doing. As planning, as the planning board, volunteers like yourselves to do this kind of work, you just don't have time. Just like Mrs. Haas just said about the cemetery, to do that kind of work, the hours are countless. So we need to plan. We need to have money to plan with, and we need to move our community forward. So that's why we need money for planning. And whether we spend it all or we don't, it needs to be there. It's like a merit line in our wages. If someone deserves a merit raise, we need some money to cover that with as the year moves on. You never know what's going to come up.
Okay. Any questions? Okay. Property appraisal. This line has increased. We were previously told that the appraiser would be working on the elderly, current use, and veterans exemptions to be sure they were accurate. Has she started on this project? And if not, will she be doing this?
Okay, our appraiser has been working on the current use files. She was not asked to work on the elderly or veterans. Some of the files have been reviewed, but there's still more to do. Going forward, we're working with the assessor to come in on a regular basis the same day, evening of each week, in order to be available to residents to answer questions concerning assessments, current use, and such. She will also be busy with the increase in subdivisions and new structures, which require the creation of lots and structures in our appraisal software. This will be in addition to her regular work, which includes but is not limited to appraisal work through billing department pickups. And I think I kind of explained that we wanted to add her on to make her available to the
right,
community
members.
Right,
to have set hours. Yes, yeah, you did explain that. Now, you say she's not going to work on the elderly or the veterans exemption?
She wasn't asked to. She's working on the current use right. files.
What is she doing? I mean, how is she, I was told before that she was going to be walking through people's properties. Is she actually doing that? Last year, we were told that when she was working on this project, that she would be going to people's properties. So
I don't know. That didn't come from me, so I don't know where you got that.
For a second, Carlton Roby again. Our appraiser certainly goes to people's properties to do assessments on the value of a property all the time. That's what she goes.
No, we're talking about current use. No, we're talking about her reviewing the current use, not reviewing people's properties, but reviewing the current use assessments.
Well, if she's going to review current use assessments, she's probably going to go out and review people's property to make sure that they haven't built a structure
on okay.
a piece of property that they've got under current use, which we have numerous ones in our community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine.
And then that piece of property mm-hmm. that structure is on comes out of current use and that person has assessed the tax.
So she's been doing that now, checking the current use?
Right now,
yes.
I think she's overspent and she's not been in the office very much as of late.
Okay.
So we don't want to go over the budget.
Yeah, I saw that she's overspent. Yeah. Okay.
Still a lot.
Okay. Any questions? Any other questions on appraisal? Okay, solid waste. We budgeted $1,000 for recycling supplies and so far none of it's been used. This has increased to $1,100 for next year. What are these supplies, and will we be using these funds this year?
That line's for baling wire. They had two bundles left, and he'll be ordering more soon, and they will expend that line before the year is over. It went up because $1,000 doesn't cover it all. So I think he increased it $100 or whatever it is. So with all the increases, he's trying to keep it as low as possible. And as I explained, a lot of these department heads do wait until the end of the year to order things because they are very conscientious about their lines on the budget, so, and they don't want to go over, so.
Okay. Any questions on that? Okay, town building expenses. How do the trustees of the Smith Building plan to use the $15,740 that was budgeted for this year? Will there also be a warrant article for additional funds? And if so, how much will the warrant article be? What is the planned use for the money in the Smith Memorial Building Expendable Trust, and what's the current balance?
Carla Penfield, which question do you want me to answer first?
The first one.
our budget for next year?
Well, yes. Do you have a breakout?
I'm passing it.
Okay. Oh, wait. Oh, you got one from Paul.
Doreen, I'll make sure you get a copy of all this.
I appreciate it. Yeah, that does.
Okay, so there's the breakout. Will there be a warrant article for additional funds?
Yes.
And how much will that be?
$3,500.
Okay. And what's the planned use for the money in the expendable trust?
We're not sure, but we look at our building and everything is old. So when, for example, you look at the roof, it's the original slate roof. If we have a roofing issue, it will be a very expensive item. The same with the well and the same with the septic. So it's a savings account, I guess,
okay.
To do a major project.
Okay, and what is the current balance?
It's 7,000 right now.
Okay.
This will be the third year.
Okay, any questions? Okay. Town officer's expense. The employee merit pool was budgeted for $10,000 this year and then reduced to $5,000 for next year. None of these funds have been spent yet this year. Do the selectmen plan to use the $10,000 that was budgeted for this year? And what's the plan for the $5,000 for next year?
We already answered that, I believe.
Well, so I think what you told us was that that would be used for merit pay. Is that correct?
What's the question, Lynn? This year's money?
Well, what is the use, what is the planned use for the $10,000 this year,
yeah,
and what is the planned use for the $5,000 for next year?
Health and Roby. The selectmen in 2016 budgeted $2,500 for a municipal resource person to come in and do our study for us, and $10,000 for the merit. Municipal resources was $6,000. We had $2,500. We took $35 from the merit line to pay that bill.
And okay.
When she came back with the grade and step system, everybody was increased one step from where they were. And it was halfway through the year, and I think the total number came out to about $5,000. So we spent six, and people got a merit increase first time around for about $5,000, and we spent $12,500 within a few within $1,000 or so.
So even though it's showing the whole thing remaining at the end of the year, that money will get moved into other lines.
It'll get moved to cover the wages
the
that have increased due to that, and I don't know.
The contract services
and the study.
Yeah.
The study.
Okay.
So
all right.
That money is going to be spent.
Okay. Any questions? Okay. I just had one other question. I just wanted the selectmen to address. We got an email from Donna that said that on this budget there were some changes because she got some insurance figures, and then there was going to be a $65,000 line in the solid waste for a loader. So could somebody just explain to us about the loader?
Yeah, it needs to be replaced. And he thought he was going to be able to get by with it, and it needs to be replaced. So we put it in the budget for next year. It's not going to make it.
Okay.
Can you speak to that briefly? Carlton Roby once again.
Yep.
Last meeting at Mr. Dan, our selectman rep to the recycling center, I guess he's not here this evening. He brought forward that the loader that we have down there was in desperate need of major repair, probably to the tune of $8,000 to $12,000. Yep. We thought at this point, it's 20 years old. The selectman voted to put $65,000 in the budget. Not necessarily that's what they're going to spend for a loader. They're going to get some quotes. We need it, 20-year piece of equipment. It doesn't get used on a daily basis because the facility doesn't run on a daily basis, so a lease probably isn't the best option for us. It's best to own something. And I think a few years ago we needed a new baler down there. We put $80,000 in the budget. We bought a baler, one-time expenditure, paid for it, and that seemed to work very well down there. The people were receptive to it, and we decided that would be the best way to do it again.
Okay. So you just outright buy it?
What's that?
So they're just going to outright buy it, no leasing?
Yeah, long as...
Well, if the budget...
Well, yeah.
Once we get a budget, we won't until...
Yeah, we'll
have
specifics.
We need a loader.
Okay. Any questions? Yeah.
Is that $65,000 reflected on this new sheet?
Well, see, the way we did it, I didn't want Donna to have to redo this whole sheet. So this, the sheet that she gave us here, this one.
It's in there.
The total, she just put the department total. So if you look at solid waste, this shows 417, 572.
So that's in there.
And in our budget here.
It's 362, 573.
So that should be the difference. I'm sure that's the difference.
Okay.
So this is our new bottom line.
Corrected.
And
this is what you're voting.
I think the insurance and the solid waste were the only ones that changed, right, Donna?
Insurance was still
Donna
waiting.
Becker, and I don't have all of the insurance information yet, so that is going to be subject to change once we get all those. But those were the only changes.
So the rest all agree with what's in our big budget. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Donna, the number we previously had budget in insurance, was that last year's number?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And the new number that's showing here, some of it is the updated number, some of it is not, so it's kind of a little bit of both.
Okay, thank you.
You said you don't have health insurance yet?
Not
yet. Yeah. Right. So we'll just vote on what we have, even though that's not going to be the final number. This is just a preliminary anyway. Okay. Any more questions or public comment before we go to our discussion of the budget? Yes, Carla.
I'm anticipating a question that you may have. When you look at this building for this year, we haven't spent much of our budgeted money. But what I want you to know when you get to talking about us is that we have two or three projects that are happening now that we probably won't get billed for until the middle of December.
Okay.
So I'm anticipating you're going to look at our numbers and say, why aren't they spending their money?
This is next year's budget. That's this year's. So this year was 16.
So
they budgeted 4. They've already used 4. They have 11,000.
Right. So this year, out of the 16,000 that was budgeted,
they've used 4,400.
It shows you've only sent 4,400. Yeah.
Excuse
right.
me.
Right. So sorry. This year, out of the 16,000 that was budgeted, you've only spent 4,400. As of this was last month,
we have two or three large bills that will come in before the end of the year.
Okay, so you expect to spend the whole 16,000 pretty
close
much?
Close to it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. And then the other thing you might want to know is when you look at our budget, you didn't have a minute to look at it. There's $6,000 in there to work on the entrance. No work has been done there for years, so we we're not sure what we're going to find when we start working on the entry.
Okay.
We anticipate it will be expensive.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Okay. So what now? We'll follow our agenda, but we'll get back to our vote pretty soon. I'm trying to remember. I don't think there were any questions for the school from our previous meeting.
No.
I did have a couple questions about the joint meeting and the deliberative session. So
they are taking a poll of who can change the meeting from that Thursday to Wednesday so that the school board can meet Wednesday the 6th and that we can have our meeting on the 7th. Seems like it's most can do it.
So we'll know. So you don't know the answer yet?
I don't know positive
okay.
yet. But.
So we don't know yet when the joint meeting will be with the school. How about, did you schedule the school deliberative session?
We did not. That was one thing I blew it on. We ended up talking about the 6th and 7th.
So November 29th, we're not reviewing the school budget.
The joint meeting would be December 7th.
So we can cross the 29th off.
Well, we already...
No, it says budget, we're going to review the school.
But they don't have their date yet. So the joint meeting is scheduled for December 6th.
So what is the plan? Does the budget committee review the budget before?
Yes,
yeah.
It said budget review for the school on the 29th. Are
I'd
we keeping that date?
I'd keep it.
Yeah, we'll have the budget. You'll have the budget to us by then, right? Yeah.
Oh, we'll have the budget by then. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep that date.
Okay.
But then we just don't know when the joint meeting will be.
So the 7th. Okay.
Preliminary.
That's when.
So, I guess we don't have our default budget yet.
We don't need the default budget.
We'll have that on the, so we'll review that if we have our meeting.
We don't usually get the default budget until right before we vote. So we don't need the default budget to review the budget. But usually we get the budget books about a week in advance. They drop them off at the library and
yeah,
we go.
They've asked me how many already. So I have 8.
Yeah, if you don't get one.
I have one.
Oh, you already have one. Yeah, so 8 more, yeah. So we can...
I'd leave it as is for now.
Okay. So when will we be able to pick them up? Or you can just email us
and
tell us.
She just asked me today to find out how many, so I'll tell her tomorrow.
Okay. And just email us and tell us when we can go pick them up at the library. Is that work? Okay.
So you guys have already been over it, so we can get it sooner maybe than the 29th?
Yeah, I think that's why she asked me today.
Perfect. Great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
It's good reading.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Okay, and then you'll let us know about the joint meeting. You'll let us know about the joint meeting. Okay. Okay. I don't think there were any other questions for the school. Right?
The only other thing,
go ahead.
I had was she doesn't have a comparison in high school, but today she did email me last year's high school numbers,
oh,
so I can send that out so you can compare.
Okay, all right.
Good.
What they
perfect.
Have. Email if you want me to read it to you.
You want to just read it to you, or do you want to send it out?
Go ahead and send it to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, Sue, you also asked for a on the revenue report. You asked for a comparison to last year, but I forgot to tell Karen before this afternoon.
Right.
So she'll give it to us next time.
Okay. So
every month you want a revenue comparison.
So the elementary is down from 321 to 297. And then the high school, I have a total of I have 164. That includes Trinity, Jesse, Remington. What are the ones that were, how many are we paying tuition for a total of high school students?
Well, you just have to minus out Jesse and Trinity.
Right.
Yep.
But I don't know. I can look. You know what, Stephanie? I can look up last year's. I'm just wondering if our enrollment's up or down from June for high school. This one's easy to follow for the elementary. Just curious about that.
I have my email.
We can talk about that when we get to the school report.
We'll wait till the 29th, yeah, that sounds good.
We're not at the school reports.
Yeah, and I can look back and look it up, actually.
Okay, I don't think we had any other questions from last meeting, right? I mean, for the school? Oh, okay. Okay, new business, we're going to go to the budget. So once again, I'm going to do this the way we did it before. We're going to go department by department. If you have any reservations, thoughts, changes, we'll discuss each department separately and vote on them. And then at the end, we'll hopefully have a number to vote on. Okay, so animal control. Anybody have anything on animal control they want to talk about? Auditing services? Budget committee? Building inspection? Cemetery? Conservation commission? The only thing I'd like to say about, if the Southeast Watershed doesn't get their money before the end of the year, I'd like to take that out. I don't think there's, I mean, if they can't be bothered to get the money, I know it's only $200, but it just seems crazy to me to have it there.
I'd like to add just one comment, if I may, Tom Giffen. It's my understanding that Mr. Snow is no longer involved with the Lampert River Watershed because of various circumstances relating to...
Various circumstances.
I'll leave it at that, but he's no longer involved, and okay. I'm not sure that they've remembered that Candy is part of it now that he's not there to speak up frequently.
Okay.
So I just hate to put in money for somebody that doesn't even want it, you know? Even though it's $200, is somebody else going to be Candy a representative to the Southeast Watershed?
So I just have a question, though. When we give money to the Boys and Girls Club, do we have a representative there? Don't we just give them money? I mean, right. So why can't we just mail them a $200 check?
Well, see, what happened is they come to us and ask for it. Like, okay. Lamprey River Healthcare comes to us and says, we'd like $1,000.
But then they already asked for their $200 before, so I don't understand why we can't just mail them.
No, Mr. Snow asked for it for them. They didn't come to us. He came to us. And now he's not involved. So it's kind of an awkward little situation here. Okay. So Carlton?
Yeah, why don't the selectmen will reach out to Southeast Watershed in the next couple of weeks and see if they're interested in that $200?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Because I'm sure it's a worthy cause.
I was just going to say, it's a...
You know, for $200, it's
for
watching
the Lamprey
out
and
for the Lamprey
else,
and the South Branch Brook and whatever else. It's probably a good investment in our community.
Well, this is our preliminary vote. If they're not interested and they don't come and get their money, we can take it out at a later date. I mean, like I said, it's only $200. So for now, you want to just leave it the way it is? Everybody? Okay. All right. Direct assistance? We all comfortable with direct assistance?
Is that just families in need?
Well, the issue with direct assistance is they only spent $1,400 and they've asked for $20. I mean,
you never know.
We don't know,
exactly.
Obviously.
That is a legal liability as far as if somebody comes in and needs it. That
if they qualify, we would
we
pay
have
it.
To do
yeah,
it.
We
We're
would pay that.
We're obligated to pay it. And I promise you, as I did last time, we won't spend it if it's not needed. You know, we don't do that. You can see the town's budget. We don't spend it if it's not needed.
So everybody okay with the 20,000? Okay. Voter election, voter registration. You had some questions about this.
It was answered in the minutes.
Okay, that's what I want to be sure. Okay, election administration. Any questions on that? Any emergency management? Fire and forestry. Health officer. Heritage commission. Highway department.
Too much money.
Highway winter fund, which is not really separate, but it's there separately. Okay, the insurances. Legal expenses. Other culture and recreation.
We're big spenders.
Yeah, seriously.
Parks and recreation. Planning board. This is pretty exciting.
I was going to say, we probably should have just gone to the bottom line, but.
Well, I just want to give people a chance to go through it. Police. The long-term bonds, we're not going to talk about that because it's zero. Property appraisal. Solid waste. Street lighting. Tax collector.
They're doing the.
Oh, credit cards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I should explain. I think I did.
Yeah, you explained it last time about the card reader.
Taxes on credit card?
You can.
Yeah, you can.
Well, it's going to cost you, so be careful.
Is that legal?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It's legal. You pay pretty much, you can buy anything on your credit card if they allow it.
It just will cost you extra. The town won't pay out of the fee.
They're going to pay the fee.
Be careful.
Town building expenses.
Yeah, we can talk about Smith Building?
If you have something, we can talk about it.
So, I mean, we have discussed as a board, and I think Paul, so I'm going to speak kind of, I don't want to speak for Paul, but he, I mean, the last meeting, he raised what exactly the building is going to be, and I think we all did, what is the building's end result, and what is the plan? And so I still don't see that that is, I mean, we're going to fix the front, and we're going to do woodwork, and we're going to remove shrubs and furnace maintenance, but there's still no plan for the building. And I still think that needs to be asked as a town, what is the ultimate plan for this building? I mean, and you've got, I don't know if that's ever been answered.
We don't really have an answer. We don't, there's not a definite plan for what it will be used for. It's a historic building, and so we're preserving it, but we don't have a definite plan of what the end game will be.
The concern that was raised was whether we're spending money to do work on it now that would have to be undone were we to use the building for another purpose. And I think the example they had brought up last time was if you needed to make it handicap accessible, you know, fixing the front, for example, you might fix it in a different way if the building had to be handicap accessible. So it was just keeping in mind the end use when you were spending money and making sure that we were being wise with how we spent our money, I think was the crux of the concern last time.
And I think those are all good questions, and I certainly hope that the Board of Selectmen, with the Planning Board, with the Smith Library, that everybody could get together and think a little bit more of that. The reason that I don't tend to focus on it too much is in my opinion, without a well and a septic, you know, I mean, I guess there's other priorities that I've found to focus on. But I think those are good questions, and I think it'll be up to the community members and the board and the whatever to decide what they'd like to do. But I understand you're talking about your future planning. If you need handicap ramps, do it now.
Just making sure we're not doing something now that we would need to have done differently if the building gets used for another purpose.
And I think most of the things that we're doing right now is preservation, I believe, but I don't want to speak for the committee if you want to take that.
You want to talk about it?
Actually, what we're doing is preservation, and what we do, we keep in mind the potential future use and whether what we're doing will have to be undone at a future date. So we're proceeding carefully to make sure that the money we spend isn't on something that's going to get taken apart 5 years from now. Go ahead.
That building up there is very historic to the town of Candia. The trustees, Mrs. Penfield, myself, Linda Maxwell, Al Couch, and Diane Philbrick, our trustees, we've been appointed trustees to maintain the integrity of that building for the community when they do have a plan. As trustees, it's not our job to figure out what to do with it. It's the town's job. And someday there'll be a need for that building, possibly. All the trustees are doing is keeping the weather out of the building and keeping it attractive, because it's a very...
It's a nice building.
You know, the town's been left with facilities that have been abandoned, that were used in the community, and they were abandoned and left to the selectmen to clean up or figure out what to do with or do nothing with. This building here, the trustees came forward to do that, and anybody that's going to put their roots down here in Candia and raise a family, and if they had ever attended that library when it was functional, and even if not, they should attend it on a Saturday when it's open or during Lights on the Hill to see what's up there. And I think you'd come away with an appreciation for that building and the trustees, what they've done and what they've accomplished in the last 4 years up there. So thank you.
Could I just say one more thing?
Sure.
I would just remind the board that the building sat empty and unattended for almost 15 years before the trustees were appointed. No money, no upkeep, nothing was done to preserve that building for 15 years. So think about what you do every year to take care of your home. You do some project every year to take care of your house. So for 15 years, nothing was done. So really, we're playing catch up. And we are very, very cautious that we're not spending money on anything that's gonna have to get taken apart at a future date.
Okay. So the question for us is whether or not we want to adjust any of these numbers, really, whether we...
And I will remind you, it is a bottom line budget. You all know that. So, I mean,
in
somebody...
each department, it's bottom line.
No,
the whole budget is bottom line.
So somebody could cut the Smith out completely because they didn't agree with it. And we might say, hey, we're going to keep preserving that building. We're going to not have the softball field. I mean, things like that. You can, just like with the school board, it's the same thing. It's a bottom line budget. Yeah, so that's something to keep in mind.
Does it function that way? Because it seems like...
No, not on the town, it doesn't. Not on the town side, it doesn't. We tend to keep our things very much where they belong. We don't do the monthly jiggling
adjustment
around.
Yeah. Okay.
Not as... I mean, we do some, but not certainly. We try to keep the bottom line for each department where it should be.
You know how the school gives us transfers funds? The town doesn't do that. They just, but if you look through the budget, through the reports, they'll have some items will have a negative balance, and they just leave the negative balance, and then at the end of the year they do it. They don't transfer funds like the school does.
But very seldom, I think, you'll find a department has a negative balance. Very seldom. I don't know as it has since I've been on the board. But
well, the appraiser does.
Oh, well.
And then there's, of course, the highway department.
Well, it's negative balance.
We're giving
up on that.
All the time.
No. But, so, yeah, that's the way it works. So.
Okay. So, no? Okay. Nobody's? Okay. So, we're going to leave the town building expenses the way they are? Is that the consensus? Okay. Town clerk? Town officers' expenses?
You can put a raise in there for the selectmen, I'm just saying, but you might not want to.
treasurer. Welfare. And the zoning board. So, does anybody would like to make a motion about our preliminary number for the town budget?
I don't know if it's appropriate to come to me.
Well.
So I'll just sit back and wait and see.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Thank you.
As proposed.
Okay, we need the number in the minutes.
I make a motion to approve the $2,714,389 as proposed.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Stephanie seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And remember, this is preliminary, so we can change this later if we want. We're still going to have a public hearing, and so we can, and we're going to get insurance. Okay.
So what is 200,000 look like on someone's tax bill?
We just had that discussion the other day. I believe, Carlton, 400,000 is a dollar, is that correct? So if 400,000 increase is about a dollar on the tax rate.
So say 75.
On the tax rate, so.
400,000.
400,000 is a dollar.
This is almost three. Maybe you add the school after this. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead. And if you look at your tax bills list that just came out, the tax rate did not change.
Yeah, we kept it the same.
We were able to keep it the same. With some new revenue, mm-hmm. some unexpended funds from both sides, school and town, mm-hmm. and the tax rate. And we did maintain our fund balance at 11.5%.
So that is really unheard of if you look around the state.
Well, even with last winter.
You better believe it. It is unheard of. So
expensive as last winter was.
The school side went up though, right?
We haven't seen the school budget.
Well, no. It's on the,
oh yeah,
on the
it
tax
did.
Bill.
Yes, it did. But
yes. For the on the bill.
Yeah.
Yes.
But if there's any surplus from the school, then this it can be used to. I don't know. Okay. We have a few more items, so I want to move on.
Thank you, Paula.
Thank you, everybody. Okay, the review of the town reports. That would be just the October 31st, the monthly expenditure report. Are there any questions on that?
Between November and December, an influx of spending?
Oh, yeah. A lot of the departments intentionally wait till the end of year, like fire department does that, because they don't want to overspend their budget. So if they wait till the end of the year and make sure they have enough money, and then they can, well, they purchase supplies, and they know exactly how much mm-hmm. money they have. So a lot of this stuff that
looks like
we didn't spend it, when we come to January, it will get spent.
Okay.
But the department has usually, quite a few of them intentionally wait to the end of the year to do their purchasing. So any questions on this? No. Okay. The school reports, any questions on the expenditure report? What?
This month has too many pieces of paper for me.
Do you want yours electronically?
No, I'm kidding.
You can
kidding.
Put it right in tabs.
I was going to say.
Easy, Jody.
Nothing on that, okay. The revenue report.
I did ask her, because on the current appropriation, she has a negative number. She said it was just a journal number entry, because she put all the money into the state education tax, so any further revenue will just go straight into the current appropriation.
Okay, it's an accounting thing, it's not.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. So this is the report where I asked her to add the comparison with last year. But I, like I said, I only did that this afternoon, because I.
No, that's all right.
Okay, no question. And then the budget adjustments. I was just wondering, on the buyout is a lot cheaper than the health insurance.
I don't know if that was.
Because that's what she put. Additional staff member elected the buyout option.
Maybe it's just for.
They might have had a partner or a spouse who got a job with insurance.
No, but what I'm saying is it wouldn't cost, if they were spending $5,250 on that person's insurance, it wouldn't cost $5,250 for the buyout, because the buyout is always cheaper than the insurance.
They have a pretty good insurance plan.
But the buyout isn't that expensive.
I'll have to look to see what the buyout is.
It's, I knew at one time, so much a week, I forgot.
Is that the town book?
No, that's mine.
They told us last year.
They told us before, and I don't remember the number. But it's a lot cheaper than the insurance. I guess she just has to transfer the whole amount, I don't know. I was just curious. Okay, now you wanted to talk about the enrollments.
Oh, no, we already covered that.
So you're gonna look up what it was last year?
I did. Oh, she found high school, if you wanna know.
Oh, for last year?
Last year.
Or the end of last year?
Last year, they had 174.
And this year, we have 164, so we lost.
Next year, it's gonna increase.
Well, that's what this.
So technically, it increased, because we had how many graduate last year? How many were a part of that senior class?
Like, 26? Oh, wait, no, 37.
No, it had to be more than that.
37 graduated last year.
Are you talking about the Moore School or high school?
No, that's this year.
That's this year.
High school.
High school, okay.
She wanted to know high school.
Yes.
I think it was like that, their number's in the 50s, I thought, last year. It was one of the larger classes.
Last year, they had 91 at Central.
Total enrollment we're paying tuition for is all.
Go down and look at your last year, your grade 12. Last year, they had 42 in grade 12.
Yeah, but how many training?
I can look it up, I have it at home, I just didn't get a chance to get there.
So those two have to be.
Last year, you had four in Trinity.
Yep.
One at Jesse.
Yep.
Three in Londonderry, we must have been paying.
We paid, that was the year that Central, like, was the, okay, so we graduated 37, right, paying kids last year. And what was the total last year, you just said, 174?
Yes.
Okay.
Now we have 44 in the eighth grade.
Yes, ma'am. That's seven more high school students.
Yeah.
An increase. But then after that, you have a reprieve.
28?
For the next.
Forever.
8 years.
No, we're building, nope. They're coming.
They're coming.
Build and they will come.
It's true.
I was told that.
They will.
Seven kids in my son's class are new this year, in the first grade.
My daughter has a few in the seventh.
But it's, that's why I can't understand why this is down.
Well, this is first grade, so it's a bit funny, because you're going from kindergarten to first, but seven kids in his class are new to Candia.
Yeah, it'll be good, I think that's why the need, the planning is necessary, we'll get everybody all together and.
Yeah.
I can't tell you. Okay, any more questions on the enrollment?
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Any other business that anybody wants to bring up?
May I just make a comment? I just wanna thank this committee for listening to our explanations and showing support for the town, because we have a great group of employees and department heads and everything else, and they really will appreciate your support, you know, at this point. I know we're waiting for the insurance, but it's really appreciated. It takes a lot of time to learn all this stuff, and I appreciate, I mean, you guys are volunteers, so Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, so the meeting for tomorrow is canceled because we already voted on the budget, so don't come. And our next meeting is November 29th, and that's when we're going to review the school budget and come up with our questions, even though we don't know when we're going to meet, have our joint meeting. But you're going to, you'll let us know.
Yeah, they, the only one, Becky had to check with work because she was scheduled to work one of those days.
Okay,
so.
All right. So as soon as I know, I'll let everybody else know.
There's two.
Okay.
Was it an hour off?
Yeah, it's an hour off.
I didn't even notice.
You know, I thought it was 9 o'clock.
I just looked up.
I was like, well, those 2 hours went fast.
It's blackout.
Yeah, really, when you're having fun.
Okay, any other business?
Watching it. I knew it wasn't.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
A motion to adjourn.
Jody moves to adjourn. Is there a second?
I'm a second.
And Susan seconds.
Huh?
Okay.
All in favor? I spent an hour back in my day.
You are welcome.